Congress is out on recess, but before they left, a few members took time to do a little fishing. It was part photo op, part schmoozing, but mostly it was part of an effort to get Americans, especially young ones, away from their computers and out into the world. Nathan Rott went along to see if the kids would take the bait.
They say that even a bad day's fishing is better than a good day's work. Here, on the muddy banks of the Potomac River, Wyoming Senator Mike Enzi couldn't agree more.
For me, fishing is my passion. It's the most relaxing thing that I can do. And right now, the snow's a little deep in Wyoming for fishing, but it's perfect here.
Enzi was just one of many anglers lining the banks of the Potomac and the neighboring C&O Canal. Members of Congress, conservationists, lobbyists, were all out here for the American Fly Fishing Trade Association's annual Family and Youth Casting Call. Tossing lines in the murky water, laughing and heckling.
I think you should have played him longer.
After weeks of fury over the budget national debate, Enzi says there's no partisanship out here on the river.
Fishing and hunting and the outdoor sports really don't have a party. Everybody's interested in them. Everybody wants to preserve them.
Everybody who isn't too busy on Facebook or Twitter, that is. A recent study by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that on a non-school day, the average American kid spends 7.5 hours plugged in.
I keep telling them if they really want high-density, three-dimension, they just need to step out their front door. And fishing is the best high-density, three-dimension that you can get.
Thus all the rods and reels, bobbers and worms being tossed into the water during the event's last day. See, many anglers say that fishing is the outdoor world's equivalent of a gateway drug. Get a kid outside with a rod in hand, and without knowing it, they become the conservationists of tomorrow.
We brought about 40 children down from Staten Island, New York.
Frank Cresitelli is with the Fishermen's Conservation Association. They try to connect inner-city kids with the outdoors through fishing.
We loaded them up on a bus at 5 o'clock this morning, and we were hoping for a sunny day and the outdoors to cooperate, but the fish are already wet.
And with the pouring rain, so are the kids.
Now, Delilah here never caught a fish before in her whole life, so if we can get her to catch one, it would be fabulous.
That is, if 13-year-old Delilah Bethay is interested.
Fishing ain't quite your thing, huh?
Delilah, there's a lot of waiting in fishing.
Waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting.
I try passing the time by asking what she's most excited to see in Washington, D.C.
A fish on my rod.
That's the thing you're most excited to see today? Not like the White House?
Oh yeah, I want to see that too.
She gets a few nibbles, a couple close calls, but no fish. And finally, we call it quits. Out of the rain and under a large tent, we hear the details of some of the other kids. They had better luck.
When I saw like the fish actually come out, it was wiggling and everything, and its gills were popping up like it was doing the chicken dance.
Kelvin Jennings caught 3 bluegills, first fish he's ever caught. Back at home, he's like any other kid. He watches TV and plays computer games.
But now I found my passion, fishing.
Safe to say, he's hooked. For NPR News, I'm Nathan Rott.
This is NPR.